Police in Washington state are calling it a targeted execution. A gunman shot and killed four police officers in a coffee shop this morning. The killings occurred just south of Tacoma, near McCord Air Force Base. NPR's Martin Costi is at the scene of the shootings. Martin, what can you tell us about what happened this morning?
Well, from what we've been told by the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, about 8:15 this morning, there were four officers of the Lakewood Police Department doing paperwork on their laptops in this coffee shop. They were at the start of their shift. They were sitting there working on their laptops when a man walked in and shot them, and shot only at them, clearly targeting them. They were in their uniforms. They had squad cars out in the parking lot, and he was clearly shooting police. He killed all four of them, three men, one woman. And now we're told that one of the officers apparently managed to fight back and shot, got some bullets off, in at least they think, at the assailant, and he may be wounded. They don't know for sure, but now they are combing the area looking for someone who may have been shot during that exchange.
Other than the suspicion that the gunman was injured in this crime, do the police know anything else about him?
They have a general description. He's a male between the ages of 25 and 35, roughly. He's African-American, and he was described as being sort of scruffy or unkempt. It's pretty vague, but really that's what they have to go on right now. They say at the moment they don't have an image, a video surveillance image, but they may. They're looking through tapes as we speak.
Can you describe the area where the shooting occurred?
This is a sort of a crossroads south of Tacoma. We're near an Air Force base. We're near a college campus. There's some strip malls, some apartments, a gravel pit. It's kind of a jumble here. It's also a jurisdictional crossroads. And one of the reasons police were known to hang out at that coffee shop is it was a convenient place to meet officers from other agencies and exchange information, you know, the sheriff's department people and the local police department, that sort of thing. So it's a real sort of highway crossroads south of Tacoma.
Well, I know this is the second time in a month that a gunman in the Seattle area has targeted police officers in a killing, and there's a suspect in custody for that crime. But have the authorities said anything about a possible link between today and the earlier shooting?
Well, it's certainly on their minds. They right now stress the fact that they don't have a motive. They don't even have the name of a suspect right now. That can't be something they're not thinking about, because this is so similar in so many ways. They're calling this an ambush, and that certainly was an ambush too. For people who don't remember, in that case, on Halloween night, someone came up behind, next to a squad car, and just out of the blue shot two officers, killing one of them. Certainly here in the Sheriff's Department in Pierce County, they're at least talking about the fact that this could be some sort of a copycat.
NPR's Martin Costi is on the scene of a police officer shooting outside of Tacoma, Washington. Thanks, Martin.
You bet.